of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today, our gospel, dear children, is about the visitation our Lord makes to the house of Lazarus and St. Martha and St. Mary Magdalene 6 days before the Passover, as it says, with just a few days before he is to die on the cross for our sins. And he goes there because they are some of his closest friends, and he really enjoys spending that time with them, and he knows it's going to be his last opportunity to do so. Do you have for yourselves a favorite place, a favorite group of people that you like to visit and perhaps have a nice little dinner with? When I was growing up, when I was about, you know, a young child like yourselves, I always loved going to my grandparents' house, my father's parents. And it was not just because my grandmother was a pretty good cook, but they were also fairly young and energetic for grandparents. And so we did all sorts of different things together. And we would play games, and we'd stay up and talk and different things like that. In fact, my grandmother's the one that actually taught me how to play poker when I was a young child. And it brings back great memories every time I think of visiting their house. But what was most alluring, what made me want to stay there the most, I guess you could say, is just how much love that they had for their grandchildren and how they showed it very eagerly to us all and showered us with that love and affection as grandparents. And it's for this reason, which I believe, that our Lord wanted to spend that time over at the house of Lazarus and Martha and Mary, because they always loved our Lord, and they never hesitated to show it to him. They always made him as comfortable as possible. Martha would always cook these great meals that he would love to eat so much. And of course, Mary would be there at our Lord's feet, listening to him and adoring him and anointing him with oil and perhaps washing his feet, even with her tears at times. They always never hesitated to show that love to our Lord. And so this is why, just before he is to undergo his passion, which he knows is coming, he makes one last visit to them. Now, for us, God dwells in us. We know that we are the dwelling place of our Lord. And so, in a way, ourselves, our own persons, becomes a house for God. But we want to make sure that we always have our house be one of the favorite places that Christ is to come to. We want him to be as comfortable within us, in our souls, as possible. How do we do that? Well, we make sure that we always have that real love for God. We always try to show it forth to him. We are faithful to our daily prayers. When it comes time so where we have the opportunity to do a little bit of penance for reparation, we try to make sure that we do so with as a giving a spirit as possible. When other people might tempt our patience or try our charity, we always try to remember that they too are our dwelling place for Christ, and we should love Christ in them and try to always have that example of charity, loving our neighbors for God's sake. And we always try to make sure, no matter what, we put into place the avoiding of sin at all costs. By doing these simple little things, we make ourselves a very wonderful home, a dwelling place for God. In addition to that, we also remember that Christ comes to us in Holy Communion, and he dwells with us physically when we receive communion. So We want to make sure that he knows he's welcome, always coming as often as we can to receive him in this wonderful sacrament. And when we do so, always having really good intentions that please him in our minds, in our hearts, to have a good intention for our communion. What do I mean by that? That when we receive our Lord, we shouldn't just do it without thinking of a reason to try to apply the graces that come to us in communion, but we should always have a good intention for our own spiritual growth. We should have intention for reparation for our sins. We should have intentions for the reparation of the sins of others. We should have the comfort and the alleviation of the holy souls in purgatory. All these things are really wonderful intentions, and it makes our communions that much more fruitful. And we should always remember that not only should we have our Lord come to dwell within us, but if we want to show forth our love to him, then we should also come and visit him when we can. This is God's house, right? This is the church. He lives here. He's in the tabernacle. Well, when we're here, why don't we come and stop in and pay him a little visit from time to time? Fall on our knees and just tell him that we do love him. Say a few little prayers, spend a little bit of time comforting him there in his loneliness in the tabernacle. And with all of that as our thought, it brings us around to the other part of today's liturgical celebration, which is the Feast of Saint Benedict. Today is a good day for all of you. You should pray every day for our good sisters, but today especially pray for our sisters because it's their patronal feast day. Saint Benedict is a very special patron for them all, and they, like Mary Magdalene, like Saint Benedict, try to always be at the foot of our Lord. Their whole lives of contemplation is that perfect, pleasing life to our Lord. They are the ones pouring the ointment on our Lord's feet and making him so happy that they give everything that they have to our Lord. And so for us, for our part, that life is not always one that is without trials. So we should always want them to always increase in sanctity. And so we pray for them. What a great act of charity. And we also join with them in the celebration of their great patronal feast day. So with that in mind, we fall down on our knees today at Mass and adore our Lord, but don't miss opportunities at other times throughout the days to also keep bringing ourselves back to visit him, keep coming back to sit by him, to comfort him, especially in these days leading up to his passion, but every day, because if we try to make ourselves the closest friends that we can be to God, then he, without failing, will always be very close to us and loves us unconditionally in our lives. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.